Ek gesels vandag met Camille van Niekerk, die sangeres van Amerika wat haarself Afrikaans geleer het. Baie welkom by ons.
Dankie.
Kom ons gesels net eers vir die mense wat jy nou nie ken nie. Net so 'n bietjie oor wie jy is en waar jy vandaan kom, net so 'n bietjie agtergrond oor jouself.
Ja, so my naam is Camille van Niekerk. Ek is 'n Amerikaner. Ek is van Southern California af, gebore en getoe. Ja, so I'm a singer by profession. I teach private voice lessons. I do session work and perform. Ja, en ek is met 'n Afrikaner getroud.
Wanneer het jy jou man ontmoet? Julle was nog op skool gewees, is ek reg?
So, Yaku moved to the States in 2004 with his family. Both of his parents are pharmacists and they were recruited by a company in the States. So we met in 2008. That was our junior year of high school, U.S. history class. And yeah, we became friends pretty quickly.
En jy woon nie nou in Suid-Afrika nie, jy woon nog steeds in California.
Correct.
Maar jy toer nou in Suid-Afrika.
Ja, vir die laaste maand. Yeah, so I flew 1st of June. So I've been here touring with Gian Groen, recording in the studio, working on a full album, and getting to meet all these people that I've just met online and, you know, talked on the phone with. So it's been lovely to meet in person for the first time.
En vertel my so 'n bietjie van jou ervaring van Suid-Afrika nou in hierdie tyd wat jy hier was. Wat is jou gunsteling plek wat jy al besoek het?
So, new this time, we drove up to Hermanus, and that was incredibly beautiful. The last time I was here, my first trip in South Africa was 2016. And on that trip, ons was in die Krier, ons het Tafelberg geklim, Leeukop geklim. So we got a good overview of the country last time. So this time it's been a lot of fun to see some new places and then obviously to be singing here as well. I guess for this trip, it would be a tie between Hermanus and Blobergstrand. Yeah, I was there for the first time as well after, you know, singing about it for a year now. It was cool
to see.
Ja, nou
kon jy sien dit lyk.
Ja, so mooi.
Vertel my so 'n bietjie van jou toer. Waar was jy oral gewees en saam met wie het jy almal al gesing?
Ons eerste vertoning was in Wellington. Was with Gian and his band, and that was just overwhelming to see all the people who came out to support. Yeah, and then we flew to Namibia. We had a couple shows there. It was a quick trip, but I got a little crash course in in Namibia. Lots of Jägermeister and it was fun, lots of fun. And then ons was by die Jan Blom Revue. Ek het met Loki Rothman gesing, and I got to share the stage with Jan Blom, Gian Groen, Rowan Ash, Reinu Velvet, and then other legends were also a part of that concert.
Jy het ook nou genoem, jy is besig met 'n album. Kan jy my so 'n bietjie meer vertel van die album en is daar net Afrikaanse snitte op of sing jy in Engels ook? Miskien net so 'n bietjie vir my meer daarvan vertel.
It's all in Afrikaans. Ons het een liedjie met 'n bietjie Zulu ook. Maar ja, nou geen Engels nie op hierdie album. So mostly it's these classics, these, you know, old folk songs and songs like Skip Skop, Op Blobergse Strand, Stuur Groete aan Mannetjiesroo, Sonvanger, which was the, you know, song that kind of gave me my start, and then songs written by Gian Groen. So our first two singles together, Poties op die Tafel, Hier het ek jou gevind, and one called Stilte Tijd that we just filmed a video for as well. Yeah, so it's a good mix of these classics that everyone will know, and we're trying to put a little bit of a modern spin, also, you know, paying homage to the original writers and performers.
Vertel my net so 'n bietjie meer oor jou lewe in Amerika. Jy is ook 'n sangonderwyseres daar wat jy gesê het. En vertel my ook net so 'n bietjie, hoe het jy Afrikaans geleer? Het jou man jou geleer? Het jy boeke gelees? Het jy musiek geluister? Hoe het jy dit gedoen?
Ja, dit het begin met my man on our witte brood. So on our honeymoon, we road tripped and had a lot of time in the car to spend and, you know, chat. And he started to teach me just little words and phrases as we're driving along. He says, you know, ons ry op die pad. And I learned that sentence, you know, berg and klere, boom, just little things as we're driving along. And since I'm a singer, he thought that a fun way would be, you know, teaching me little folk songs. So that's how it started. And then we decided to take a trip to South Africa back in 2016. So for the months leading up to that, I kind of got serious about learning. So then I kind of took over the job of teaching myself. There's this website I used. It's called 101 Languages Afrikaans, if you Google that. So it's a college professor who puts all these lesson plans and videos all for free. So I started learning, you know, more vocabulary and grammar that way. And I continued to learn through music. Yeah, it's a fun way to learn. And it's the repetition kind of helps you as well. And listening to someone with an Afrikaans accent, because it's obviously it's different to, you know, read it and listen to it. And I listened to, I'll start that sentence over. I watched some Afrikaans TV, either with the, you know, English subtitles or Afrikaans subtitles, and just translated the words that I didn't know.
Kom ons gesels 'n bietjie oor jou gunsteling Afrikaanse frases. Is daar enige iets in Afrikaans wat vir jou die lekkerste is om te sê?
One little phrase that kind of, I don't know, Yaku says whenever we've been out and about, you know, and we pull back into the driveway, he'll say, uit en thuis en by die huis. That's a good one to practice the like, sound, huis. I think another one, I guess the first phrase that I ever heard in Afrikaans was, ek is lief vir jou. And I didn't hear it from Yaku. I heard it from another friend at high school. So she met Yaku before I met him, and she said, oh, Camille, there's this guy from South Africa. He taught me how to say I love you in Afrikaans, but she kind of forgot how to say it, and he had written it out for her. So she said, ek is lief vir jou, because that's how you would think it's pronounced, you know, from an English person's perspective. Yeah, so I think that's a beautiful one coming from, you know, my background, we just say, I love you, but ek is lief vir jou, I am love for you, is a little bit of a different kind of spin on that. Yeah, and then it's hard to beat the word lekker man, because we just don't really have a phrase like that in English that can be applied to so many different things and situations.
En wanneer gaan jou debuut album beskikbaar wees?
Ek dink dit sal volgende somer wees. That hung off, you know, how long it takes to record the instrumental, mix it, master it. Yeah, so the lead vocals are done, but I'd probably start looking for it early next year.
En tot wanneer is jy nou in Suid-Afrika te sien?
Ek vlieg terug 4de Julie. So ons het two more shows in Pretoria this coming Sunday at the Cafe Barcelona. Then we have one more show at the Boer in Durbanville, 3de Julie. And then I fly back the next day on my Independence Day, 4th of July.
En weet jy al wanneer jy weer gaan terugkom?
Nothing's in stone, but I hope to come back next summer.
Kijk of jy vir my die son kan vang. Daar's 'n kamer in die huis waar ons die son kan hang. Dis donker by die venster in die middel van die dag. Onthou jy nog hoe helder die kamer kon lag? Kyk of jy vir my die son kan bring. Daar's 'n liedjie in die gang wat die son kan sing. Want te stil in die hoeke hier die koue seisoen. Kan jy sien wat die wind en die reën aan my doen? So skyn. So laat my verstaan hoe 'n somer sommer so in die niet kan verdwyn en laat hom skyn. Kyk of jy vir my die son kan kry. Daar's 'n huisie in my hart waar die son kan bly. Kyk of jy vir my die son kan steel. Daar's 'n plekkie in die tuin waar die son kan speel. Verstaan hoe 'n somer sommer so in die niet kan verdwyn en laat hom skyn.